This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. Tomorrow night, when President Obama gives the State of the Union, we'll likely hear the success story, the Affordable Care Act, now that 3 million people have signed on to the health exchanges, and the naysayer predictions have yet to be proven true. But tonight, at the Republican debate for Lieutenant Governor that we will carry live here on KSTX at 8 o'clock, we will likely hear what a disaster the ACA is and how each candidate will fight to stop Obamacare and the expansion of Medicaid across the state of Texas. In the middle somewhere is the reality for Texans looking for health insurance, but running into roadblocks, some put up intentionally by the state of Texas and some put up by unintentionally by the bureaucracy of the messed up website. This half hour, we're talking about the Affordable Care Act and how in Texas it's falling on local governments like the city of San Antonio or the county, Bexar County, to sign up residents for the program. We'd like to hear about your experience signing up for the Affordable Care Act. Did you get help? Give us a call, 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. If you've got questions about the Affordable Care Act, we'll try to answer those as well. We're joined this half hour by Becca Aronson. She is a staff writer at the Texas Tribune at texastribune.org, and William Velasquez, he's the project coordinator with the Bexar County Department of Community Resources. Welcome to The Source, both of y'all.
Thank you for having
me. Thanks for having us.
So, Becca, you write about how local governments are dealing with trying to help fill the void that the state of Texas is not filling with the Affordable Care Act, specifically with the problems with navigators. What is the state of Texas doing with navigators? Why are navigators such a sore spot here?
So, basically, the federal government gave Texas organizations $11 million to hire navigators, or people who could help others enroll in the marketplace and find health plans. The state has issued new regulations on these navigators, which Democrats and some of the health groups say are intended to blockade their efforts. But the state says that their goal is to ensure consistency and that the people who are handling private information like Social Security cards or Social Security numbers are, you know, not convicted felons and have undergone background checks and other kinds of, you know, registration requirements to ensure that they really know what they're doing.
So, William Velasquez, project coordinator with the Bexar County Department of Community Resources, talk about what y'all are doing to make people in Bexar County aware of the Affordable Care Act, because we're not seeing, in other states across the union, you're seeing a lot of on-air time and state efforts to promote the Affordable Care Act, but not in Texas.
Right. It all started with Judge Wolf. Basically, he took a steadfast leadership role and brought in the forces that are encompass the county, such as the University Health System, Central Med, ACOG, Communicare, Cognosante, and Texas Organizing Project to design a spearheaded mission to serve the community on this public law. So what we've seen as far as getting the word out to the community is to educate the community first, and that will get them to enroll, and that's worked out really well, especially at the bibliotech.
So talk about how these education efforts are working, like at the bibliotech, which is the county's paperless library.
Correct. Well, Texas Organizing Project, TOP, does a really good job of informing the community on what their rights are under the Affordable Care Act to include Medicaid expansion. To that added value that they provide to the community, they also empower people to know their rights to be able to vote for things that Governor Perry has said, I don't want, which is the Medicaid expansion. He could have added those benefits to the community right now, and there's people that are doing without. So Texas Organizing Project does a really good job on that part. Once they get the community to get more comfortable with the Affordable Care Act, they are more knowledgeable on what they're actually signing up for. And that's where the certified assisters come in, or the navigators.
So Becca Aronson at Texas Tribune, you can give us a better statewide view here, because, of course, Bexar County, we have a Democrat who's a county judge. And this is a partisan issue. It's not just about a health issue. This is an ideological issue. It's a partisan issue. But what about other parts of the state where they have a Republican county judge and Republican local leadership? Are they trying to promote the Affordable Care Act there, or is it just people who are on their own?
Well, I think in Texas' major metropolitan areas, where the greatest number of uninsured residents live, partisanship isn't really the issue in terms of enrollment. It's costs. And the uninsured population costs the counties and costs the city governments a lot of money because they have to pay for their uncompensated care when they have health issues and go to the hospital or go to a community clinic that can't afford to take care of them without some assistance from the government. So for the city and county governments, it's really important to get these people insured no matter what the partisan issues are. So, for example, in Houston, the city health department is kind of treating enrollment efforts like they would treat a hurricane. They've set up an incident command structure, kind of like FEMA would, and they're really targeting communities that have high rates of uninsured and bringing all of these groups together that are working on this issue to make sure that those people get the information they need.
Right. So you're talking about cost. And in, here in Bexar County, what are the costs? How is that a motivator for what you do, William?
As far as, for example, the bibliotech, the people coming in, there's no cost when we have the resources available to them as far as the computers that are there, the personnel that are knowledgeable and are more than willing to get through the barriers such as the website issues or the politics of the Affordable Care Act and say, okay.
But Bexar County, there's a lot of cost annually of indigent health care. People going to emergency rooms who can't pay their medical bills, and that gets picked up by the county frequently. And so the motivator there, I imagine, is that if we can get people to sign up for the Affordable Care Act, then that can be covered.
That's correct. That is correct.
So that's a savings for taxpayers in Bexar County.
Exactly. And that's what Texas Organizing Project is really good at informing the public about, is that this is actually helping you and the community as a whole as far as the...
So Becca, is this something that is, regardless across the state, because, you know, West Texas, that's pretty bright red, are they able to see the practicality of doing that, or are they still going to be locked into the partisanness?
Well, I don't think that there is as much of, there aren't as many efforts going on in rural parts of Texas to get people enrolled, because the major groups that are working on this, like TOP, which is in all of the major cities from Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and the Rio Grande Valley, to Enroll America and Get Covered. You know, these big groups, they're focusing more on the metropolitan areas because that's where the greatest numbers of people are that need assistance. Not to say that people in the rural communities aren't important. But
yeah, I'm thinking about people in Lubbock, in Odessa, West Odessa.
Yeah, but in this first round, this first six-month open enrollment period, they're going after the areas that just have the greatest numbers of people.
Okay, we're going to continue this conversation. We're talking about how the Affordable Care Act is being promoted here locally in Bexar County. We invite you to give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX, and we will be right back. Listening to The Source on KSTX, I'm David Martin Davies. The state of Texas has been downright hostile to promotion and getting people signed up for the Affordable Care Act. Of course, Governor Rick Perry says expanding Medicaid would be like adding more people to the Titanic. But the local governments take a different view. They see that from the ground up how this could be beneficial to their residents. And so here in Bexar County, in San Antonio, we're seeing an effort to sign up residents for the Affordable Care Act. We're speaking with Becca Aronson. She's a staff writer for the Texas Tribune. She's written about that. And William Velasquez, he is a project coordinator with the Bexar County Department of Community Resources. We invite you to join the conversation. Tell us about how your experiences with the Affordable Care Act. Have you been to any of these county events where they've educated the folks about what's available to them? We want to hear your story. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. And let's go to the phones. Mark has called in. Mark, thanks for calling in. You're on the air. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you. I just want to express my appreciation for the Affordable Care Act. I was not insured. I did have trouble getting through the first few times I tried to get it done. However, the person I spoke with that magic time was very helpful, very accommodating, very informed. I am insured. I feel so relieved. The only reason, in my opinion, and I believe this is obvious, that anyone would not want this to happen would be that they would want to keep these lower-income people, as I am, down and not be able to, progress in this world. And, you know, you may say, well, that's a radical view, but what other reason could there be? This is, I cannot believe I am insured. I'm liberated. And I'm very grateful, very grateful.
Well, Mark, thanks for calling in. I appreciate that. But, you know, there is a philosophical view of the role of the government. And, you know, there are conservatives who feel that there should be a limited role in the government, and progressives feel the government should have a stronger role in dealing with some issues. So there, it doesn't just have to be, you know, a negative view about people who oppose the Affordable Care Act. So, but let me ask you, William Velasquez, project coordinator for the Texas Bexar County Department of Community Resources, how are you educating, working with local governments, even local cities, smaller local cities? Talk about that.
That's correct. So Bexar County has determined that there's about 300,000 people who need to get and understand the opportunities of the Affordable Care Act. So what we're doing is using the Bibliotheque as a true resource to the community, and that is our main source. But we're also doing expanded outreach. So expanded outreach is looking at locations in Von Army, Somerset, Elmendorf, Leon Valley, Converse, Balcony Heights, and all of these cities are more than willing to try and get that information to the community so people like Mark can at first be nervous, I'm not sure what I'm signing up for, but once they leave, they know that they got affordable coverage, so that's good.
Becca Aronson at the Texas Tribune, what kind of numbers are we seeing in Texas? We know that Texas has the highest number of uninsured in the country, and this was seen as a huge battleground for getting the Affordable Care Act to be viable and to avoid that insurance death spiral if you don't get enough folks signed up.
Yes, so Texas has more than 6 million uninsured residents. Right now, only about 118,000 have chosen a health plan on the federal marketplace. And, you know, so that's a mere dent in the number of uninsured. But that said, they're expecting enrollment to grow exponentially in the next 3 months because there's a 6-month open enrollment period. And so people have until March 31st to sign up. That said, I mean, there's still 1 million people out of the uninsured population that would have qualified for Medicaid if the state had expanded that program under the Affordable Care Act, and those people won't be able to get coverage at all.
You know, it's interesting. Here we are, we're up to our elbows in this every day, and then we talk to some folks, and they're not in the news business, and they say, oh, yeah, I've kind of heard about that Obamacare thing. I'm not really sure what to make of it. I'm not even sure what it actually is or what it will do for me. So when you get out into the streets, there's still a big level of people who don't know what this is, Becca.
Yeah, well, as someone who works on this stuff every day, I mean, it's pretty confusing, even for, you know, those who deal with it on a regular basis. Basically, the law requires that most people get health insurance, but if you are below a certain income, it doesn't necessarily apply to you.
So, William Velasquez, when people show up at these events, do they have any kind of working knowledge about what it is, Obamacare is, and what it's going to do for them?
More than half of the people that come out to our events don't know what they're signing up for, and that's why we have the education piece. The education piece has helped out over 180,000 people that we've confirmed through all the agencies in Bexar County to get educated on the Affordable Care Act. So if you look at those numbers versus the 300,000 people that have the opportunity to get that coverage in Bexar County, I think that what we're doing is working as far as the education, and then you have the enrollment assistance. And I think that a good point that should be brought up is the enrollment numbers that Becca brought up about. It's a great point, but there's also the point that when people enroll, they're just not ready to pick a plan yet. So it's not that they are not enrolling. And when it comes time for that recording on the database on how many people enrolled, it's just that they're registered. They just haven't been able to pick a plan yet because they want to discuss it with family. So that is a contributing factor as well.
Yeah, don't pull the trigger until you absolutely have to.
Yes,
wait
sir.
Until you know what happens. But it's very confusing, even though when you are involved in this day-to-day like I am, the subsidy part is kind of hard to figure out. And so in trying to explain it to someone who just walked in the door for the first time, that can be a challenge. Oh, you mean the government's going to pick up part of this tab? I had no idea. Is that what you're hearing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And lucky for us, we have a great team, especially one in particular, Cognosante, that the way that they do their enrollment, the way that they're educated, the way that they handle their entire enrollment assistance is by far a great example for the county and other cities across the nation. I've seen enrollment anywhere from an hour, actually it started at 2.5 hours, and now it's down to 32 minutes. So it's those kind of people that are pushing through the negative publicity, the website issues, that are getting people the care that they need.
So, Becca, at Texas Tribune, we know that Rick Perry and the leadership of Texas are fully committed to try and not support the Affordable Care Act's rollout in Texas. Is there any sign that they are having some friction with local governments like Harris County, Houston, or Bexar County, San Antonio, with their efforts to promote the Affordable Care Act?
Well, during the legislative session in 2013, many of these local governments came county judges and voiced their opinion that Texas needed to expand Medicaid and needed to embrace certain aspects of the Affordable Care Act. Of course, state leadership and the Texas legislature did not follow their suggestion. And so there is some tension there because a lot of the costs of caring for the state's poor, if they are unhealthy and uninsured, falls on these local governments. That said, until, you know, the political tides turn in Texas, the state leadership isn't necessarily going to do anything about it statewide.
Yeah, the rollout expansion of Medicaid, that could have brought $10 billion to the state of Texas, and that would have made a huge difference here in Bexar County. We read in, there was a great article in yesterday's paper, San Antonio Express News, 115,000 residents in Bexar County, too poor to qualify for the Affordable Care Act, yet they would get health care under the, if Medicaid had been expanded. Do you run into a lot of people, William, who show up, they want to sign up, but then they find out they don't even make enough to sign up for the Affordable Care Act?
Yes, sir. It's disappointing. You see the excitement when they come in, and then they fall into that gap, and all we can tell them is, you know, Governor Perry decided to do this. And that's why Texas Organizing Project will inform them on how they can empower themselves to vote and to not have these issues happen again.
Now, we hear a lot from state officials that the Medicaid system is broken, that Texas has one of the lowest payouts for Medicaid doctors in the state, in the country, but Texas runs the Medicaid program, right, Becca?
Yeah, Texas sets the rates that doctors get paid for Medicaid services. The program itself is funded 60% by the federal government and 40% by the state. They have a lot of control over how much actually is paid to people.
Now, William, over at the your Bexar County Department of Community Resources, they have those Texas Department of Insurance rules that are hanging up the navigators. Is that become a problem for you guys?
Not at this moment, but I know that it will. As far as getting people enrolled at outreach events at the Bibliotech, it doesn't matter if they're going to be doing training for however many hours that's required by the state, if they propose it, is going to be a hindrance on our enrollment events. Luckily, we do have other organizations that can plus up their numbers to fill the void, but it's still going to be a hindrance to the community.
And Becca, over across the state, you're looking at other markets, Harris County, it's really interesting what they're doing out there. What's the most fascinating, most strategic innovation that they've come up with in Houston?
I think what's interesting about Houston is that they've brought together all of the groups and created these heat maps so that all of the organizations can see by zip code where the areas where there's the greatest number of uninsured residents. And then one group, such as the Texas Organizing Project, will go in and canvas an area, knock on doors, say they're going to have an enrollment event, say the next week or that weekend, and then some other group will bring in navigators or certified counselors or in-person assisters to hold workshops, educate people on the law in that neighborhood and help them actually get enrolled. So they're very targeted in the way that they're trying to reach people.
Well, it looks, sounds like a political campaign almost, or a war room trying to reach the people who have not been contacted thus far.
Yeah, it's very similar to what President Obama did during his campaign to reach voters.
Anything like that happening in Bexar County, William?
It's the exact same thing. We have a collaboration of agencies that meet biweekly, and we talk about how we can get this information to the community. Right now we're working on a campaign. It's Enroll, SA, Get Bexar Covered. So the city and the county are working very closely together to get that information out to the community, whether it be through the tax assistance centers, having navigators and certified people to help with Affordable Care Act questions at those sites, and through local universities getting that information out to you.
So, William, earlier you said that there's about 300,000 uninsured people in Bexar County. You have reached out to about 180,000, over half of them, through these education events. Still, that leads quite a few still not coming through those doors. What are you going to do? How are you going to change that?
We're not changing a thing. If anything, we're adding to it. We still have time. We have until the end of March. So what we've been doing from October to now is actually great progress. And I think that through the collaboration and people just wanting to get that information to the community, because it is public law, it's working.
So you're going to keep plugging away. All right. Thank you so much. William Velasquez, Project Coordinator for the Bexar County Department of Community Resources. We've also been joined by Becca Aronson. She is a staff writer at the TexasTribune.org. Great place to go online to read about Texas policies and news and stuff. Thank you both for joining us.
It was an honor. Thank you.
All right, and coming up in the next half hour, we're talking about the benefits of religion, health benefits of religion, but is it religion or is it just a social interaction? We're going to talk to some sociologists who have looked into that, and this is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back after this NPR news break.